Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. For so many years, I've been talking about variable annuities and all of the built-in problems you acquire if you buy one. You know, I haven't always been negative on annuities. As a matter of fact, there was a time when interest rates were higher when you could get a decent fixed rate of return. I remember 5, 6, 7, 8%, and they were not complicated and they were very straightforward. But those days are long gone, and so what is left are annuities with a myriad of expensive and complicated options and confusing features that leave much to be desired. As a matter of fact, just a few months ago, my commentary focused on the risks of annuities, and I urge my listeners not to give in to the hard sell of annuity salespeople without reading the fine print. Here's a recap about what annuities are and what I'm talking about. See, so an annuity is really a hybrid product that combines aspects of an insurance product and a mutual fund. And it's really just a contract between the insurance company and you, which enables them to create a portfolio of mutual funds, which under law, the way they've got it worked out, creates a tax-deferred environment for any of the gains earned in that annuity. So this tax deferral is just like your IRA or your typical IRA without the tax deduction for your investments. So you're really deferring taxes into the future, but you're not getting that immediate tax deduction. But annuities typically pay very large commissions to the people who sell them. And these commissions are paid upfront by the insurance company, and they need to be recouped by the insurance company. And the way they do this is by charging extremely high internal fees, fees that you don't really see unless you look very, very closely. And even if you do look closely, they can be hard to understand exactly what they're charging and what you're really paying. Now, these high commissions will be paid to the very end, or these high fees, these internal fees will be paid to the very end. So if you want to redeem the policy before the insurance company actually recouped the upfront commissions that were paid to the broker, you're charged a penalty, and a large penalty it could be, for early withdrawal, which puts you basically in a catch-22 position. Because you either pay high fees for a very long period of time, or you surrender the policy and pay a big penalty, which makes it expensive to exit the product. So it basically means that investors are stuck with the investment for long periods of time and are forced to pay horrendously high fees for a period of usually between 5 and 15 years. Now, to get around this objection, certain newer types of contracts have been created to allow investors to exit at any time. But the Department of Labor and the SEC have taken a close look at these new products and issued warnings and restrictions to these issuers. And these issuers are now required to provide full disclosure for the fees and expenses contained therein. Well, hallelujah. Well, what are the names of these annuities? So when you're presented to them, you'll know. Well, they come under many types of names, but basically they're called annuities with C-share or L-shares. And again, they generally offer investors the ability to withdraw their premium payments or exchange their contracts sooner without paying a surrender charge. And the liquidity, though, comes at a higher cost because these products offer a rich compensation stream for brokers and their financial advisors. Now, here's how most annuities are structured. When you buy an annuity, the underwriter subtracts certain fees and expenses and does some math to come up with a fixed amount that he can pay you each year. And let's say it works out to $5,000 a year for the rest of your life. Sounds good, right? But that's without any adjustments for inflation. And we all know that inflation is an ongoing challenge that we all face. So let's say over the course of 20 years, with inflation about 3%, that the purchasing power of that $5,000 drops significantly, basically to the equivalent of about $2,000. Now that $5,000 doesn't look so good because your annuity income stream does not keep pace with inflation and will lose its purchasing power significantly over time. And as I said, Most annuities also charge fairly high fees, from 3.5% to 5% each year. So if your annuity earns, let's say, 5 to 7% a year, after fees, you're only going to end up with a net of maybe 1.5% to maybe to 3.5%. And the rub is that most of these fees go towards paying generous broker commissions, which is why annuity salespeople sell you pretty hard. And oftentimes, they don't even give you the downside of the product because they know they would lose the sale. It's a sure conflict of interest. So don't be taken in if the salespeople call themselves financial advisors. They're not. They're salesmen selling products off the shelf. And, you know, should you choose to break an annuity, you'll end up paying pretty hefty penalties, as I mentioned before. And I had urged my listeners back then, if you're considering annuities, research your options well. Look into your fees, your commissions, the payouts, the inflation adjustments, and compare them to yields on simple or inflation-protected U.S. treasuries or high-quality corporate bonds, or even no-load annuities. Lower costs means you keep more in your pocket, and that's a good thing. Now, one more thing. In February of 2015, the Obama administration proposed strict regulations to limit hidden fees, limit backdoor payments, and conflicts of interest on most investment products. So it seems that someone is finally doing something about this age-old problem. All this regulatory pressure and negative coverage is beginning to have an impact on these less desirable aspects of the annuities industry. And in a recent article by Trevor Honeycutt outlined in investmentnews.com, a leading purveyor of annuities, Voya Financial Advisors, has restricted sales of variable annuities for the second time in 2 months under increased pressure from regulators questioning the suitability of these products for retirement savers. Now, Voya serves about 2,000 registered representatives. In typical language, registered representative is a broker. And it says it no longer approved the sales of a second type of variable annuity contract if that contract includes add-ons, these so-called riders that come at extra cost. The newest rule, covering the type of variable annuity that I've called a C-share or an L-share, are identical. And this is the important part. Voya has also mandated that its brokers give clients an analysis of each annuity's cost in dollars and get you to sign off that you've received this information before selling you that annuity. And the analysis is being done by Morningstar, so it's a reputable firm, so it will enable investors to get an apples-to-apple basis for making a good decision. Now, this alone, in my opinion, will do the trick because annuities remain one of the only types of investments where the fees are not readily apparent, and that hinders the investor's ability to compare one to another. So, wrapping things up, it seems that individuals, when they voice their concerns over unfair business practices, can make a difference. And even though these complaints may seem futile initially, we do have a democratic system where our collective voices will ultimately be heard.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.